Welcome to the Chamber Member Moment, presented by Greg Young, Marshalltown Chevrolet. I'm Sarah Smith, Vice President of the Marshalltown Area Chamber of Commerce. Today we are joined with Julie Hitchens, Community Foundation of Marshall County. Welcome, Julie.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so we're super excited to learn more about the Community Foundation and all you guys have going on. So let's start with a history of the foundation.
Yeah, so we're celebrating our 20th anniversary this year, and like every county in Iowa has a foundation, and a lot of them they're all started usually the same way by a volunteer board of directors. So that happened 20 years ago, because some grant money is available to community foundations, and since then we've had three directors. Betty Bowler was our first. She did a great job of really setting the foundation, use that word twice, but really setting the path for the foundation for its future and setting up a lot of processes. She was a part-time contractor. Then we had the famous Dylan Doze, Sarah's a co-worker, as a part-time contractor. And then in 2019, I joined as their first full-time employee, which is pretty special. We're in a network of 46 community foundations. And there's only three that are full-time. So Marshall County is very, very fortunate to have that full-time position.
That's awesome. So tell us, Julie, how did you kind of get to where you are today? And let's kind of hear that story.
Sure. So I've been a corporate accountant my whole life. Started actually at Center Associates in Marshalltown in the nonprofit world, and then went to for-profit. I was at Emerson and had a lot of just life-changing things that happened post-tornado. And one was that I wanted to come back to the nonprofit world and really serve in kind of the final chapter of my career. Concurrently, the Community Foundation was hiring a full-time director, and I got the job, Sarah. I got the job. I was so excited and truly love what I do.
That's awesome. And so, of course, we're going to dive in on all the things, Community Foundation. But for those who don't know, can you kind of give us an overview of what the Community Foundation of Marshall County is and does?
Absolutely. So being a numbers girl, I have four things. The first thing that all community foundations that don't have a casino do is grant making. So we receive casino money annually. We'll be launching our 2026 grant cycle early October. Our board just met last night and found their focus area, but I've got to keep that quiet for just a little bit. But over the years, next year we will have granted $2 million from the Community Foundation. That's Allstate and Marshall County. Huge economic impact. We do some other grant making for domestic violence through some field of interest funds. That's what community foundations kind of are known for, because people like to see those big checks, right? My favorite area is our student philanthropy program. When the foundation added a full-time director, we were able to start programs in East and West Marshall. Marshalltown has been around for 16 years. They're called STEP. And what we see is those students coming back to either our community or other communities and really being able to serve as volunteers, serve on boards. A lot of them are entering the nonprofit world, which is really cool. It's a world they don't really get exposed to in school, but they do through student philanthropy. And it's so fun to see the students grow between their freshman or sophomore year and their senior year. So really blessed. We kicked off a couple of weeks ago. We'll have about 35 students between all three programs, but really proud of that program. And we really think we're building philanthropic leaders for tomorrow.
Yeah, that's awesome. And so how do students get involved, or how do they get selected to be a part of this
program? Absolutely. Every program is different. Some of it, typically there's an application phase, and that happens in the spring. So we kind of get our roster set before the school year ends for the next year. So East and West Marshall have opened it up to freshmen through seniors. Marshalltown is just sophomores through seniors. So I always tell them, figure out who's in the student philanthropy program and let them know you're interested. But or give me a call at the foundation. I will definitely get your kid hooked up. I tend to recruit when I see kids that are school, you know, going into high school. I'm like, you need to be in student philanthropy with me. Mm-hmm. So it's a great program, and the students really, really enjoy it.
Yeah. And obviously, you know, it's all about learning and building, you know, life skills that you're able to take, as you said, like to serve on a board, et cetera. Is it also a good resume builder or
Absolutely.
Good on college applications?
Yes, yes, yeah. So it really lends well to showing community service. The foundation actually has a fund that I think a student philanthropy student has got the scholarship every year from. So they're volunteering. They're learning about the needs of Marshall County, and then they're doing grant making, which is really unique for students. Our students will grant each program between $10,000 and $15,000 this next year. So it's really fun, but it is a great character builder. Often it's the students that are not involved in a lot of things and have a passion for serving others.
Yeah, that's great. And let's talk about your third pillar of service, funds.
Funds. So funds are, every community foundation has these. The first two things are a little bit unique to Marshall County, but funds are held by organizations and individuals. So nonprofit organizations can have funds or endowments with us. And we do have some nonprofits that are maybe saving money for a big project. They're able to invest in the market with us and get a little bit better return. Our fees are very, very low. We are affiliated with the Community Foundation of Greater Des Moines, and their investment team, and a lot of its volunteers, invest about $750 million a year. So there's economies of scale there. And then my favorite part is individuals can have charitable giving funds with us. There are often tax reasons. People need to do what we call bunching giving. They may throw in 5 years worth of giving in their charitable giving fund to get some tax advantages. And then my favorite part is connecting those donors to causes they care about. They may say, I'm interested in XYZ, and I get to go out and do research and work with organizations. Say, I have a donor that's interested in funding this. What can we do? Also with the Community Foundation, and this is becoming more and more popular, individuals want to be anonymous. They don't want to be bothered. They don't necessarily want their name on anything. And with the Community Foundation, a fund at the Community Foundation, the organization will never know where the money comes from. We have several of those that disperse annually that they don't know where the money comes from. And I always say, you know, I'll take your thank you back to the donor, but you don't get to know who that is.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of fun helping individuals. And then we have a couple funds which are really, really cool. Grandparents have started funds where grandchildren do the charitable giving. So one family, and it's publicly known, it's called Five Paws. Rick and Mary Kay Anderson do it with their grandchildren, and their grandchildren actually go out and do site visits at nonprofits, learn about what they do, put together presentations, and then they each get to do their charitable giving, and they actually deliver the checks, so they get to experience that joy of giving. But really feeling like, again, that next generation will know how to do philanthropy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's really cool. I love those. And I occasionally get to meet with Five Paws, and those kids are just great. Just great.
Yeah, that's awesome. It's very unique.
Very unique.
Yeah. Well, when we come back on the Chamber Member Moment presented by Greg Young, Marshalltown Chevrolet, we'll talk more about the four pillars of service for the Community Foundation of Marshall County with Julie Hitchens. Welcome back to the Chamber Member Moment presented by Greg Young, Marshalltown Chevrolet. I'm Sarah Smith, Vice President of the Marshalltown Area Chamber of Commerce. Today we are joined with Julie Hitchens of the Community Foundation of Marshall County. We're just touching on the four pillars of service for Marshall County, and we talked about grant making, student philanthropy, funds, and now we're going to dive into community.
Community is very honestly a catch-all where we kind of throw everything that doesn't fit somewhere else. But my first couple years, Sarah, not surprisingly, it was disaster philanthropy. We had the Rebuild Marshalltown Fund, which granted just about $850,000 strictly for infrastructure. It was not individual assistance. It was things like the Coliseum and West End Park, the pickleball courts, a lot of downtown. And that fund just closed 7 years later in July with our final grant for the Glow Trail, which I think is going to be so cool at the Fisher Franklin Field. So that, and then in May of 2020, we launched the Marshall County Disaster Recovery Fund. That fund will always be active. We launched it for COVID. We were hearing individuals needing assistance, and a lot of the players in the tornado that provided assistance, we got on Zoom. We had a little bit of time at that time. And decided that we really wanted to change how we kind of attack disasters or pandemics. And the one thing we learned from the tornado is there needs to be one point of entry for individuals. So individuals don't have to go from A to B to C to figure out where they should go. So for COVID, it was CAPS. And then for, then we had the derecho in the midst of the pandemic, and MICA took care of individuals. And the role of the Community Foundation in disasters, I can't do individual assistance. We always have to grant to a nonprofit city or government entity. But what we can do is we can launch a fund, we can advertise it, and we've learned through a lot of disasters through our network that you've got to launch it very quickly to get those donors. We can acknowledge those donors, and then we grant the money right back out very quickly to the organizations that are doing the relief efforts, the basic needs following a disaster. And then if there's money left, and there was post-derecho, we did about $100,000 in recovery grants. And that's longer term things. A lot of it was tree removal for the derecho, some parking lots, just fixing things that were damaged by the storm. And disaster philanthropy is become a passion of mine. I speak a lot about it, but statewide. But really, disaster philanthropy is, we're just filling a niche, right? A little gap. I'll never forget, I received a call from a colleague in Eastern Iowa when the tornadoes went through, and she said, "There's no way we can fix every house that was damaged." And my response was, "You pay the deductible, right? So you're filling a gap. You aren't fixing the whole roof. You're paying the deductible for that roof. Or maybe you're paying for the shingles, and the labor is volunteers." So disaster philanthropy, we are very, very blessed in Marshall County. I had a lot of anxiety, Sarah, whenever, I still have storm anxiety, not going to lie about that. But our fund didn't have much money in it. We had an anonymous donor come forward. We are now seated with $80,000. So we are ready to go should a disaster hit. I hope we never have to launch it, and it just continues to grow. But we are ready to go. And our partnership with Community Foundation of Greater Des Moines is great. We also have learned that if you're in the midst of a disaster, it's really hard to launch a fund because you probably don't have electricity or internet. So they will launch our fund and get it out to the press. So disaster philanthropy is big. We do some training. We've done onboard training for board members and nonprofits the last 2 years. We'll be offering something this year. We're hoping potentially to do something in the financial realm for nonprofits. That's still kind of in the development phase. Again, this was with our partnership with the Community Foundation of Greater Des Moines. And then I do what I call nonprofit counseling, which sounds funny, but executive directors are kind of on an island by themselves at nonprofits. Often they're maybe the only employee, maybe the only leader, and they're always welcome to come into my office and just talk and bounce things off me. And I am very confidential. I think that comes from my mental health training, but just helping them better their organizations or maybe work through a stressful time. So a little bit of that. And then just being out in the community, you know, connecting maybe organizations that need to work together, that can work on a project together, and whatever else falls in that.
Yeah, absolutely. You mentioned, you know, some of the trainings and things that you do. We had you recently speak to a group from Marshall County,
yes,
for our Marshall County,
yes,
Outreach Breakfast. So tell us a little bit about, you know, some of the things that you maybe mentioned to the outlying communities, the surrounding communities.
Absolutely. I gave those outlying communities homework before they came to the meeting, and they showed up. But I wanted to know about the needs of their communities. You know, we do grant making annually. It is all of Marshall County. And wanted to know what they were seeing in their smaller communities in terms of needs. Made some great connections. There was an issue in one little town with maybe some animals that needed some food. So I think we've got Animal Rescue League involved in that. So just a great, great meeting. And I totally enjoy speaking to groups. So sharing the message of the Community Foundation, often asking for input. I can only know as much as I know, so you got to help me. But it was a great, great meeting and great turnout.
Yeah, that's awesome. And of course, you know, there's so much information that you have and that the Community Foundation offers. And so it's great to be able to have those kind of those meetings and those touch points to let people know what's going on and what's available.
Absolutely. I always hear, I never knew what the Community Foundation even was. So the more we can get the word out, the better.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, when we come back on the Chamber Member Moment presented by Greg Young, Marshalltown Chevrolet, we'll talk about the current endowment campaign that the Community Foundation of Marshall County has going on. Welcome back to the Chamber Member Moment presented by Greg Young, Marshalltown Chevrolet. We are joined with Julie Hitchens of the Community Foundation of Marshall County, and we are going to talk about your current endowment campaign you have going on. So tell us about that, Julie.
Well, Sarah, it's kind of a big deal, and we've been pretty quiet up until this point, but the foundation is set to raise $1 million, which is a huge number, but I'll tell you a little bit behind the number, to permanently endow the director's position. So the director, full-time director's position cannot be funded with the revenue sources we have. We get some administrative fee revenue. We have a couple, we have a gaming endowment that helps pay for the director, but we have a gap. We have about a $50,000 gap that we needed to fill. And one option was to raise $50,000 every year, which is kind of a big task to do every year. So we're approaching it differently. We want to build $1 million endowment. It will kick off 5%, and ironically, the $50,000 we need annually, and it will do it forever. So it is an Endow Iowa fund. It's permanently endowed. And so we are asking Marshall County to support this campaign. It's a one-time ask. We aren't going to come back every year and say, help fund the director's position. It's a one-time ask. And it comes with a donor incentive thanks to our legislature. So it is an Endow Iowa fund. Donors can receive a 25% state of Iowa tax credit, which is really cool because it helps pay your state income tax. So when you get down to that number, you owe the state and you grumble a little bit. If you've given to this campaign and done your application, have your certificate, it knocks off dollar for dollar. So a $1,000 gift, you receive a $250 tax credit. That's $250 less you pay the state of Iowa when you do your income tax. So we are well along our way on our campaign. When we launched, and we launched pretty quietly at first, we're doing kind of did a silent campaign. But when we launched, we had three donors that had already helped us reach the $650,000 level.
So that's amazing. More than halfway,
I'm more than halfway. Yeah, that would be 65% if my math is good. But our lead donor, and it would not have been any other organization, was the Martha Ellen Tye Foundation. They came in with a $350,000 grant. Martha Ellen Tye has been a partner and actually really helped start the Community Foundation way back 20 years ago. And they came in with that initial gift. The Ann C. Kaiser Trust donated a grant of $150,000. And then our lead individual donors were really special. It was Paul and Heidi Peglow. And Heidi was on the board when I started, and we went to a training in Des Moines for community foundations, and they talked about this concept. And Heidi, being the astute business person, was already worried, you know, year two, how we were going to pay for the position going forward, because we were seeing the results of having a full-time director. The growth is incredible. It's not the person in the chair, it's the person there to answer the phone. So Heidi quickly came forward and said, I want to be the lead donor for this campaign. So we will be making a public ask, and we hope that Marshall County will support. You know, this is a really unique concept in that it's a one-time ask. We aren't going to come back every year and ask you again. We'd really like your gift this year. And don't forget the tax incentive. A lot of people like that.
Yeah, absolutely. So how do people get a hold of you if they're interested in donating or interested in any of the stuff we talked about
absolutely.
Today?
Absolutely. So our website has a lot of information. I always welcome. Come visit me. I'm located at the Marshalltown Arts and Civic Center right inside the south door. You can give me a call at 758-3028. Or our website has our email address. It's kind of long and hard. But please consider donating. We'll have some social media where there'll be online giving links. You can give with credit cards. We'll be doing a mailing campaign. But we really would like Marshall County's support in making sure that this position is always funded. And it's really not about my job. It's about the future of the foundation. Taking a position, knowing that you don't have to raise money for that position going forward, we're going to be able to really attract top talent. I was a little bit leery because I was grant funded and I thought, boy, I'm going to have to raise money for my job. Going forward, we aren't going to have to do that. So it's a new concept to Marshall County, but we think it's very effective. And we really believe that the community foundation, we are breaking records left and right, and it's because of that full-time position. It really pays back.
That's awesome. Well, thank you so much, Julie, from the Community Foundation of Marshall County, for joining us on the Chamber Member Moment presented by Greg Young, Marshalltown Chevrolet.